This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. One of the top stories in business news this week was business news. Dow Jones agreed to be bought by News Corporation. This means the publisher of the Wall Street Journal will be owned by the media company controlled by Rupert Murdoch. The two companies announced Wednesday that they have signed a merger agreement. The deal is valued at just over $5.5 billion. For the past century, the controlling shareholder in Dow Jones and Company has been the Bancroft family. The announcement said family members, with about 37% of Dow Jones' voting stock, have agreed to support the deal. That would represent a majority of the 64% share owned by the family. The deal ends 4 months of negotiations that deeply divided the Bancrofts. Reports say family members agreed to the deal after a promise of at least $30 million to pay their lawyers and financial advisors. Rupert Murdoch's offer to buy Dow Jones became public in May. His offer of $60 a share was 67% above the market price at the time of the offer. The deal is seen as a major prize for the Australian-born Murdoch, who became an American citizen in 1985. He has built a media business currently valued at $70 billion. His company owns more than 100 newspapers in Australia, Britain, and the United States. It also owns Fox Television, including Fox News Channel, American Idol, and The Simpsons. A new Fox Business Channel is set for launch in October. Other holdings include the 20th Century Fox Movie Company and the social networking site MySpace. Shareholders in News Corporation and Dow Jones are expected to vote on the deal later this year. Government approval is also needed. Financial news is an increasingly competitive industry. Rupert Murdoch is expected to invest heavily in Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal. Media observers are debating what effects his ownership might have on one of the world's most respected newspapers. Some say News Corporation might try to limit reporting on its own activities. Others note Rupert Murdoch's conservative politics and wonder what influence that might have. A 5-member committee has been named to protect the news-gathering independence of the Journal and other Dow Jones publications. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Ember.